move on to agenda item number one. Discussion and possible action on selection of underwriting team of Jim Forte, Planning and Development Director.
Sure.
Sure, no objection.
I think we have to.
I don't think so, thank you.
I think we have to get Jim in here.
There's another one, I'm sorry.
He was here, I just saw him.
Coming in the back door. Did Jim and John show?
Thank you, sir.
Phil.
I mean, he's taking care of you.
This is a book that I'm about to read, it's called Roads, Rivers, and Good Old Boy Politics. And it's in, it's about Williamson County. And it's like deja vu all over again.
You're up.
In July of last year, we solicited proposals for a new underwriting team. Took those proposals in August following a pre-proposal conference. Next slide, Jennifer. We had 24 responses. We briefed you on this at your October board meeting and put the proposals, all 24 of them, out on diligent review. The criteria we, concurrent with this, we had a staff committee, myself, John Hawes, Don Perkins, who is our business development analyst, and Michelle Jouar, who is our budget officer, assisted by Stephen Adams. And we went through and looked at all the proposals and ranked the responses based on these criteria. And based on that review, next slide, Jennifer, we're recommending that we enter into agreement with these firms to be on our underwriting team. We talked to you last July about the number of projects we have proposed over the next 5 to 7 years, and we hope to use these firms, maybe not all of them for every project, every funding and every financing, but certainly the majority of them. And they're all very capable firms, and we've gotten a resolution for you to consider, unless you have any questions.
Any questions of the committee?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have a question. I looked at all of the proposals, and of course, they all looked great to me, so it's hard to...
It was very difficult to distinguish who the better firms were. We had to rely on Stephen's expertise, our knowledge of some of the participants, their position in the marketplace and what they could bring to us as an issuer.
So the specific question I have is, there were some that had been on the team before.
Yes, ma'am.
What was the criteria that knocked them off?
Individuals within the firms change, the personality and the philosophy of the firm changes, and just having some new eyes on us as an issuer. Again, it was difficult to make those decisions or make this recommendation where we had a relationship with a firm in the past. And again, they were all good firms, and we'd like to have all 24 of them listed here, but you just can't deal with that many. It's just a difficult decision, and we felt these firms rose just a little bit above even those that had been dealing with us previously.
One of the things that we've also tried to do for the last 8 years, even though the last 8 years is a political thing now, referred to something else, that this is not what I was referring to. I'm just referring to 8 years. I'm not blaming anything on George Bush. But we have tried, continue to try for transparency. We've changed our retirement fund because it was a state fund run by the state, to give transparency to where we avoid for y'all's benefit and for our own benefit to have as much transparency as we can. And this is just another set of eyes, and somebody said, why do you have them 6 years, 10 years?
Well, I have another question, which is really not about that as much as it is something I don't understand. Will all of the things that we let be through a negotiated bid process, or do we ever do anything in an open bid process?
On our underwritings, the authority, as far as I'm aware, and Stephen can certainly correct me, since even the 80s has been going through negotiated underwritings. And again, in the backup material, you saw some of the reasons why we don't issue that often. And because we are infrequent, and when we do issue, we issue large sums of money. And to do that competitively, if you're stale, and all of a sudden you come out with a big deal, the competitive underwriting process will tend to penalize the issuer because they're not as familiar with them as they might have been. A lot of cities, a lot of other entities issue annually. They're very well known in the marketplace, and they can afford to do competitive deals, although you'll find most sophisticated large issuers do negotiate the underwritings.
Do we have any representative of any of them present here in this room today?
We didn't invite them, no, sir.
Yeah, okay. Just
We would have been here all day.
I'm sure. Several of them are aware of the recommendation. They've been keeping in contact with us. And again, several of these firms, even the ones that have not been on our team previously, are in constant contact with us, trying to familiarize themselves with us and keep their faces in front of us and their products and their capabilities.
Of that group, are there any that are repeats from the last team?
Morgan Keegan is. And then, I guess, Stephen, help me out. Citigroup, there's some folks there that maybe we view that have been.
Citigroup changed a lot, I guess.
Yes, sir. And we've been watching them, and they've been in the headlines frequently since we did this proposal. They paid back some of their TARP recently, and they've made some acquisitions of other firms that have helped their public finance and investment banking activities. So that was one of the reasons that we put them in there, is that they've created a pretty good core group of individuals and capabilities that really lend themselves to what we're trying to accomplish.
And it seems to me that as a novice, when we go out for selling bonds, we keep talking within our program that what our bond rating is, but yet we're not responsible for the bond. I mean, we're not financially backing the bond. They're all revenue bonds.
Well, they're revenue from contracts that we have with water supply, with our water contracts. We issue bonds in several different ways. And again, this is why we recommend the negotiation process. We sell bonds that are purely backed by our system, by the water revenues that we generate. And those are our, more or less, a full faith and credit type of deal. We issue bonds when we construct facilities for other entities, like Temple Belton, when we built WMRs, when we built SWATs and that. And then we issue bonds as a conduit issuer for entities like Luminant and NRG and those types of entities. And Luminant, as you may be well aware, they're not the highest rated issuer in the marketplace right now. They're actually junk quality. But those bonds have BRA on them. And we have calls, probably one or two a month, from investors that hold those conduit bonds. And they're asking, and their rating is out there, and it's contrary to what our rating is as a system issuer. And they're calling us about, is that reflective of the BRA's credit quality? And we have to correct the market. And again, that's why this underwriting team is critical to us. They are very familiar. They will be very familiar with us as an issuer, and they will be able to communicate that to their investors and process should be.
Well, I'd like an illuminate revenue bond if they were to default and the revenues didn't match whatever the requirements were to pay the bond. We're not liable.
No, sir, not on illuminate.
The people that buy those bonds understand that?
Sometimes. And that's one of the issues that we have out there in the marketplace, is that a lot of bonds with BRA's name on them, some of them we're not responsible for, some of them we're clearly fully responsible.
So we have to be careful of whose bonds we're going to back, if you will, with our name on them.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, our own credit rating would be, even though we're not responsible, our credit rating would suffer.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions for staff?
Again, we have a resolution prepared, and if you'd like, I'll go ahead and read it. Be it hereby resolved that the Administration and Audit Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to appoint an underwriting team consisting of Cabrera Capital Markets, Citigroup Global Markets, Fidelity Investments, First Southwest Company, Morgan Keegan and Company, Raymond James, and Stevens Incorporated, and be it further resolved that the General Manager / CEO shall select members of the underwriting team on a rotating basis based upon required expertise for each bond sale, and be it further resolved that the underwriting team selected shall be effective immediately upon passage of this resolution and shall remain in place for 5 calendar years beginning February 1, 2010.
You've heard the resolution. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Barr, do I hear a second?
Second.
Chairman Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Oh, yes.
Director Brashear?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Presiding Officer DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Slavenino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to number